You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School. Episode 269, Creating a Mindful Workspace with Feng Shui. Welcome to episode 269 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School and the authors of Mindful Living. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. Check us out. Be sure to sign up for our mailing list. We have an opt-in in the show notes, and that's the best way to keep in touch with us. So today we have our second week of our Mindful Living series, where last week we went over creating a mindful bedroom with feng shui. This week, we're going to review creating a mindful workspace with feng shui. So what do we mean by mindfully creating a workspace? Laura and I have found over the years practicing and teaching feng shui that it's very easy to get caught up with the checklist of things that you need to do in your life. So why add another checklist in terms of your feng shui? But also that there's this tendency to want to have someone else tell us what the right thing to do is and to check things off a list. But then I think over time, you kind of see how that can create more overwhelm and it doesn't really support us as well. So we found that over the years, there's a real need to focus on the mindful connection to the meaning of the places in our lives, the spaces in our lives. And Laura and I, we are entrepreneurs, so we think a lot about how we can mindfully connect to our work or our life purpose. And so there's an importance in appreciating the symbolic meaning and connecting with the energetic realm of your space, with your physical space, so you can support your career. And if you don't have a traditional career, it could also simply just mean connecting with your path in life or connecting with your raison d'etre, like your reason for being and what you put out into the world.
And so for these episodes, and in this one, we're going to be focusing specifically on, again, workspace, career, path in life. We will give you some suggestions and we're going to frame them again, as we did with the bedroom, in a query, an investigation, questioning, and examining for you to do. So as Angie said, like, you can easily get a list of, to-dos, but it doesn't really help you to connect with your space on that energetic level, on that other realm. Because we're talking about, in this case, for this room, this space, about not just your career, but really the choices you make as you walk through the world, if you want to think of it, you could think of it as grandiose, how you find your purpose, but it could also just be your life path. You know, the things that you found where you love to learn about, you developed wisdom around, you explored, there's more than just your everyday work life. Also, cannot forget that your work and your workspace, when you're sitting, working, doing all these things, you're being productive and you're earning a living often. So, there's a lot of depth to it that you want to connect with it deeply and honestly. So we have a few questions, and we're going to give these suggestions, and we don't tell you to do all of them. You're going to pick one that resonates with you. And as we mentioned last time, even just making one simple change will change the chi. Right? It'll shift things. So what does your workspace represent or symbolize for you? Angie talked a bit about this, right? The desk, the workspace, it's connected to career. We're talking about this, entrepreneur, all these things. But really, what does it mean to you? Because everyone has a different definition of not just definition, they have a different work life, right? And what the things that they do. So, for me, personally, I have envisioned, or my own workspace where I am, what's really important for me when I explore is, what does that mean for me is to have a space where I can work and feel protected and supported. Like, that's really important for me because Angie and I both, we put a lot of ourselves out there, a lot of our energy out in the world. We talk a lot. We share a lot of content. We have lots of students. And so for me, what's important is that I have a place where I can feel protected, grounded, and supported. So that's, for me, that's important. And I have therefore created and made sure that for me, my office is set up to help me with that. So the first question that we'll ask is obviously, what does your workspace mean to you? And we said the same thing in the bedroom. You might just sit there, journal on it. You might not have ever thought of this. You'd be like, I don't know, my workspace is just like my workspace. That's okay. Then we're going to drill down a little bit more and ask you a couple of other questions. So, you know, how do you feel about your workspace? What does it mean to you? And then where is it set up, right? Like looking at how it is set up, because that's important. Is in this case, again, you need to step back a little bit and look at what space you've dedicated to working. Is it adequate? Do you feel it is what you need for your goals, right, in your life? It's going to be totally different setup if you're an artist, right? You know, a multimedia artist, you're going to have a workspace, you're going to have a studio, you're going to have a setup versus, you know, an entrepreneur working by themselves at whatever space they can carve out of their home to, you know, someone who's working in a corporate office who has their own office with a door and, you know, the luxury of setting up the desk and everything. So everyone's is going to be unique, but one of the things that can kind of go across all of these scenarios is to be able to be in a secure and comfortable position when you work. And what that means is when you need to focus the most and when you are doing your substantive work, you want to be able to feel comfortable, secure, and remove any kind of anxiety. So you want to be able to see, have a good view of what is coming at you. Very similar to the bedroom. You want to be able to sit at your desk, stand at your easel, I don't know, or at your workstation. And you want to be able to see the energy that's coming in. So the mouth of chi into your space, the main entry into your space where most, you know, people, the traffic, you want to be able to see that. And so that you can feel in control around that and also not have that low level of anxiety that you may not even know is there around not being able to see what's coming towards you, because that translates symbolically in not being able to see the opportunities that are coming at you as well.
And we also want to, again, reiterate, like Laura said, this is for any kind of workspace that you have. So someone who's a stay-at-home mom, your workspace might be like your kitchen island. So this is also reflecting that as well. And also how you feel about it. So sometimes we see people who feel insecurity or maybe get upset or feel very proud or whatever. Like, what comes up for you when you think about your workspace? Do you feel like you don't have enough? You feel like you don't want to be in there? You feel like you do want to be in there, or you wish you had something different than you have now, or you love what you have now? Like, all of those things are very important to review, and what insight can that give you? The next suggestion we have in creating a mindful workspace is to look at how you feel supported. So to just investigate if you're feeling supported with whatever work that you do. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, do you feel supported being a stay-at-home mom? Or are you feeling overwhelmed, like you don't have the support of your spouse? Or sorry, there could be stay-at-home dads too here. We have mostly women though. So whether it's, if you stay at home and you're a homemaker and you take care of the home, like, are you feeling supported by your partner in that situation? Or if you are at a corporate job, are you feeling supported by the people that you work with or your team? You know, you can kind of figure out the rest. And so one really easy way to bring in a little bit more support with your workspace is to first, again, notice if you need it and to investigate what areas of your work life or your career life need support and explore that a bit more. Like, try to fine tune it. Try to suss out like what it is that doesn't feel supported and how you can ask for help with that support. And if you know the feng shui Bagua mandala, you can work with that helpful people area maybe to feel a little bit more support, which is Chen position, helpful people, benefactors. And that's for another podcast episode. But just for everyone now, another thing you can do is look at your chair. So sometimes I've seen students and clients with like two or three different desks and they feel like they're wearing too many hats, doing too many things. They don't feel supported, or they have like a very uncomfortable chair. So just look at the situation with your chairs, what that can tell you. And then if you are in a place where you can upgrade your chair, then you can get a chair. We recommend you get a chair with a high back, and the high back supports your back physically, but also supports your back energetically. So you have your feng shui supporting you in all the ways that you show up into the world, with your job, with your path in life, and it can offer structure and be the mountain behind you. And then our third question we would recommend you investigate with creating a mindful workspace is, are you feeling your work life in balance, and how are your boundaries around it? Are you feeling that you are having difficulty with work-life balance or boundaries? And are you feeling tired from the amount of electronics that you're around? Maybe you have to spend a great deal of time on Zoom. Like Laura and I actually spend a great deal of time on the computer. So how can we provide a little bit of support in that particular way, with a little bit more protection or boundaries in terms of work-life balance, and also protection from electronic devices? So you can place an energy-absorbing black crystal like black tourmaline or shungite or obsidian in your work area to kind of shield you from being overwhelmed by the electronic devices. But you can also add the intention that you would like to have it also provide more neutrality and more support in your work-life balance and your boundaries. And another simple technique as well is to turn off your devices, turn off your electronic devices when you don't need them. And that ritual of turning off your devices creates a clear boundary that your work time is over. And this is especially helpful for work-life balance. Laura, you have any thoughts on those two, the support and the protection and balance and boundaries?
I like shungite a lot. That's just my personal favorite. And I actually wear it. I have a bracelet. So, you know, just to walk through the world with it. But yeah, and I think another nice thing in terms of protection, EMFs, I find too, and it just because it boosts, is just adding maybe a plant to your desktop too, you know. And I just find that having that earth energy and that wood energy on very close to me when I'm working is really helpful as well for support.
Do you have a favorite plant for that?
Well, I have right now, I like when I'm looking at my computer, I see my snake plant. So a snake plant is really good because yes, it has spiky leaves, but those leaves and my intention behind placing it in my workspace close to it is to cut through negativity, to cut through, to protect me, right? To cut through it, to cut through negative chi, to strengthen me. Yes, they're like sword shapes, but I think I like that about it. And those leaves are pointing straight up and you know, really shooting the chi up. So for me, that's what I picked.
Thank you for sharing, because I know that's a question that we always get. Okay, so thank you, listeners, also for listening to another episode of our podcast. You can tune in every Monday for a new podcast episode. Please share our podcast if you like it. Leave a review. Rate our podcast. You can always support us by checking out our offerings at mindfuldesignschool.com. You can pre-order our book, Mindful Living. It's available wherever books are sold. And you can also sign up for our mailing list. There's a place to opt in our show notes. So thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next week.